The United States and China have completed arrangements for the return of an EP-3 spy plane to America. The plane, damaged in a collision with a Chinese fighter nearly 2 months ago, is to be dismantled and placed aboard a giant transport aircraft. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. Logistically, how are they going to get this plane out of China?
Well, what's going to happen is this Russian-built Antonov 124 cargo plane is going to fly into Hainan Island onto Lingshui Air Base, the very airbase, the very airstrip onto which the EP-3 airplane landed on April 1st. And the EP-3 plane is going to be dismantled, but not completely dismantled. I think they're going to be able to keep the fuselage intact. They're going to take the wings and the tail off and slide them along beside the fuselage as they fit it inside this big cargo plane, and then that plane is going to be flown out of China. And really, it's a compromise of the two positions. The Americans have wanted to fly the EP-3 plane out. The Chinese had initially suggested that the plane might have to be taken completely to pieces, but now it's clear that it's going to be partially dismantled and then flown out in this cargo plane.
Is it the Chinese doing the dismantling?
I imagine it will be American technicians who are sent in to do the dismantling. The Chinese did allow American technicians in earlier this month. They reported back to Washington that it was possible to fly the plane out, but China would not allow that. But I don't think the Americans will be keen to allow the Chinese to actually take this plane apart.
Why has this taken so long to resolve?
Well, it's very much to do with the inner wranglings within the Chinese Communist Party, and it says a lot about the way the Communist Party works. I think the perception sometimes in the United States is that this is a sort of monolithic Communist Party. The leader, the president, just says something and everybody does it. That's really not the case at all. This really isn't Chairman Mao's China anymore. There are lots of different interest groups. And I think the hardliners came out very firm very early on, and they laid down these conditions that the U.S. must apologize, the reconnaissance flights must stop, and it made it very difficult for the softer line people, which include the Chinese president Jiang Zemin, to pull back from this position. So it's just taken them time to gain the upper hand and to persuade the hardliners that it really is in the interests of China to sort this out as soon as possible.
When does the plane return to the United States?
Well, no time frame has been given yet, but I think the fact that it's not going to have to be completely dismantled means that it will be sooner rather than later. And I think now that the decision has been made, I think the Chinese government really will want it to be sooner, because the longer that the plane stays on the airstrip in Hainan Island, the longer the more hardline members of the U.S. Congress have to use it as a stick with which to beat China. We've got two very important issues coming up in June. Of course, there's the 12th anniversary of the Tiananmen massacre on June 4th, and there's the debate about the renewal of China's permanent normal trading status. So I think the Chinese government is going to want to get this plane out, if possible, even before those two things happen, so that they can get the China-U.S. relationship back onto a level footing.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.